The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Fall 2010 Newsletter. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which promotes financial assistance and acts as an advocacy group for the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC. We meet twice a year on the first Saturday in June and December. The next meeting will be held on Saturday, December 4th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by lunch from noon to 1 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library, 2751 Brunswick Pike and Darrell Lane, Lawrenceville, New Jersey, 08648. We alternate locations between Mercer County in December and Middlesex County in June to accommodate the northern and southern members. At our meetings, we voice our opinions concerning the direction of the TBBC and learn about their new developments. We look forward to joining us next meeting. For more details and to become a member, see our application in this newsletter. Directions to the meeting in December. Get onto Route 1 South from the New Jersey Turnpike, Parkway, or Route 295. After the first traffic light south of the Route 295, Route 1 South interchange, bear right onto Business Route 1, Brunswick Pike. Turn right at the next traffic light onto Darrell Lane. The library is immediately on the right. Greetings to all our friends from the President. Since our last newsletter, spring and summer have passed and now we are in the fall season. This is the season for Thanksgiving. We are grateful for the friends who support the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center. We are truly thankful for the previous support from our friends, but now we need again to ask for your assistance. The state of New Jersey is in dire need of financial assistance for New Jersey's programs. Therefore, we plead for your financial support for TBBC to further enhance the new digital and other programs. Here's a suggestion from a friend of mine who told me how she handles gift giving and supports her favorite group at the same time during these times of financial hardships. As a gift, she would donate money to a group in the name of the person she was giving the gift, and in turn, the person would do the same for her favorite group. The International Lions Club Convention was held in Australia this past year. A group of us had an adventurous summer by going to Australia, including New Zealand. We petted a kangaroo, we fed a kangaroo, and we ate a kangaroo. But it was a different kangaroo we ate from the one we petted and fed. Kangaroo tastes like beef and has no cholesterol. We also petted koala bears, but we did not eat them. I heard koala bears stink, and it is true, but I believe they feel the same way about us. We went to see the penguin parade where they return home from fishing all day. As they enter their homes, they hug their mates after being away for a long day. One penguin was lost, but we had to leave before we knew the outcome. We hope the penguin eventually found his home. We found Australia and New Zealand friendly toward the disabled. On each street corner, there were sound-activated traffic lights for the blind and vibrations-activated traffic lights for the deaf. Before going on a trip, get all the information about the place. For a few examples, learn about the animals, climate, food, and historical areas of the vicinity. Read up on the culture and sites of your destinations. All these facts can be found by reading cookbooks, travel books, and history books, including magazines, provided by the library. I downloaded NLS books and magazines to my player because I knew the trip was long. Even after a trip, it is interesting to read about places you have visited in fiction and nonfiction. You can say, I have been there, and compare your picture of the place and the image portrayed by the author. 2 years ago, for my 35th anniversary, my husband and I visited Williamsburg, Virginia with family and friends. It is a quaint town, and we felt we were transported in time. An interesting fact we learned at a restaurant was during those times that no napkins were provided for the customers. Two dogs were used to provide this service instead of napkins. The first dog was used to wipe your hands on, and the second was lick clean the first dog. I'm sure the guide dog and his owner with us was pleased we had napkins at this restaurant. Remember, if you ever lose a napkin, your guide dog can have another purpose. I wonder what your guide dogs will think of that. At the present time, many patrons have their new digital players. If you are eligible for Talking Book and Braille Center services and you do not have a player yet, please contact the library to assist you. you can assist eligible patrons if you have a computer to download National Library Service books and magazines by downloading to designated cartridges or thumb drives for them if they do not know how to download or do not have a computer. From your generous donations, the funds were able to finance cartridges to the library to download additional books to augment the books provided by NLS sent to the library for the patrons to borrow. We all can play an active role in the future of the library by donating funds and being advocates for the library. The library houses treasures of knowledge and pleasure. Eligible patrons can browse independently for books and magazines on the computer or get assistance from Reader Service. The library means a lot to us, and that's why patrons testified at the hearings when the library was in jeopardy from state and federal funding. We hope to see all of you at the next meeting. The Friends heartily thank all of you for your support. President Elizabeth Doherty. Friends approach legislators to request that current funding be maintained. I felt that we had to make it clear to the legislators that the blind people of New Jersey would lose library services if the state did not continue to provide a sufficient level of funding to maintain its current programs, said Audley Lucas, Secretary of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. In early 2010, staff of the New Jersey State Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC, was advised that the library might lose its current level of funding for fiscal year 2011. Under normal circumstances, for every $1 the state of New Jersey provides to the library for the blind, the federal government will provide $3 towards services. However, since there was the possibility that funding would be less available for most facets of state government, TBBC realized that it was time to ask library patrons to address state legislators concerning the need for continued library service for the blind in New Jersey. I wanted the legislator to understand that it would benefit everyone if library services continued for the blind citizens of New Jersey, according to Joan Leonard, past president of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. I wanted to do everything I could to keep the Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC, open. I enjoy books, and I informed the legislators that I was able to download books by myself when I want to read them. Both Audley Lucas and Joan Leonard pointed out that the legislators understood the gravity of the situation and realized that blind patrons would lose a valuable service if the library was forced to close. Thanks to the efforts of the Friends and other library patrons and family members, the Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC, received sufficient funding to maintain this service for the 2011 fiscal year. As members of the Friends, we thank all of those who took the time out to approach the legislators on behalf of all of us. On November 19, 2010, Audley Lucas, along with Rocco Fiorentino, the Comcast Television Network, and others will be honored publicly and designated as library champions at a dinner held at the Hamilton Manor for their outstanding efforts in support of TBBC. Friends Officers Elections. At the June 2010 meeting, elections were held for the officers of the Friends. All current officers were reelected. They are Elizabeth Doherty, President, Mary Jo Partica, Vice President, Audley Lucas, Secretary, and Joyce Soa, Treasurer. The new term runs from July 2010 through June 2012. Congratulations. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends of NJLBH would like to thank the following people for their very generous donations: Eileen Brady, the Metuchen Lions Club, James Doherty, Betty Jean Grundahl, Harriet O'Rourke, Martha Hefferman, Francis and Russell Brandt, Gary and Jean Webster, Joseph Brahman, and William and Elizabeth Doherty. The Friends would also like to give a special thanks to the late Dorothy Viscovich for remembering the Friends in her will. And this is the end of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped Fall 2010 newsletter.